Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my dear sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on a throne. And yes, he is in charge. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you. Tell a friend and tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power, Hour of Prayer. Yes, this is a teaching ministry on prayer. And we thank God for you. We invite the Holy Spirit in on this day into our mind, body, spirit, and soul. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. You have an invitation from the men and women of God. Step right into our lives. Make us whole again. Rejuvenate our spirits. We thank you right now for what you're doing and what you've already done. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God has given you a double portion blessing today, and you are to praise him and glorify him and magnify him while you have an opportunity. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, and we know what God can do. Anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet, my dear ones. And we thank God. We're going to go to the Word of God. I get excited when we talk about the Word of God. Psalm 91, a psalm of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack, my dear ones. He that dwells up in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk up in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you, Jesus. All thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. Thank you, Jesus. And the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Be to God. The word of God, the people of God. God's word is already blessed. May it bless the listeners, the doers, and the hearers of his word. We thank you, Jesus, for the reading of Psalm 91 in its entirety. Let us go to Psalm 35. Somebody's going through something. Somebody's got to go to court. Somebody has a hearing coming up. Somebody's got to go to the eviction court. Thank you, Jesus. You're right there. They will not get evicted. Their mortgage is going to be paid in full. We thank you, God. Cause, O Lord, with them to strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them. Take hold of thy shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory be to God. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Let us go into Psalm 37. And we should know this by now, my saints of God, men and women of God, prayer warriors. When you're going through something, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the designs of thy heart, desires of thy heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This is the word of God. He said, delight thyself in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall do what? Bring it to pass. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because a man with a wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? Evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. You got an inheritance right here on earth. Thank you, God. And your inheritance will bring no sorrow. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not, watch out, but the meek shall inherit the earth. There you go again. Verse 11 says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for that abundance of peace. It's nothing like peace in your mind, your spirit, and your soul. In other words, you've heard that song, it is well with my soul. When all hell is breaking loose, men and women of God, you can cry out and say, it is well with my soul. Why? Because Psalm 37 says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves. Peace. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. But he shall what? He seeth not. He seeth that his day is coming. Let's get that right now. Verse 13 says, the Lord shall laugh at him, not you. For he sees that his day is coming. He knows all about tomorrow. He knows all about what's going to happen this afternoon. He knows all about what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he sees that his day is coming. My dear ones, your enemies are not getting away with anything. So why are you all upset and bent up out of shape? All you do is pray for them. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Pray that they'll yield to the Almighty Living God, not you. My God, my God, my God. Pray that your children will yield to the Almighty Living God. Pray that your boss and job will yield to the Almighty Living God. You pray without ceasing. Thank you, God. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Hallelujah. 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 The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. A little, you need to highlight that in your Bible, on your cell phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. Watch out. For the arms of the wicked shall be what? Broken. But the Lord upholds the upright. He's upholding you. The Lord will uphold the righteous, the upright. He's upholding you. Thank you, God. And God is not a God that will lie. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Mm-hmm. He know it. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. forever means forever. Thank you, God. Your inheritance shall be forever. The word of God for the people of God. I want you to know this morning the earth is the Lord's fullness thereof. Yes, it is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to him. When you leave this earth, you're not taking anything with you. Thank you. Glory be to God. It's not your money. God wants to see if you're going to be a good steward of what he's allowing you to use. It all belongs. Thank you, Jesus. Give him the praise and the honor. And watch God move on your behalf. Can he trust you? You said, I'm going to trust in God until I die. But can he trust you? Thank you, God. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? We serve a holy God. Therefore, we should be a holy people, men and women of God, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Holy, 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 men and women of God. He'd have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You know some of our hearts can be deceitful. We pray that God would touch that heart, cleanse that heart. My God, my God, my God. Harden that heart. Thank you, Jesus. He's doing it right now for somebody. Glory, hallelujah. Harden, my God. Soften that hardened heart in the name of Jesus. Yes, he's doing it. Soften that hardened heart, that deceitful heart. Get rid of that deceitfulness. Thanks be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Won't he do it? Some of those hearts are deceitful, but he's blessing them right now. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from what? The God of his salvation is the generation. This is the generation, my dear ones, of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. This is the generation, men and women of God. This is the generation of them that seek him. Stop seeking everything else. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Thank God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of his righteousness shall be added unto you. This is the generation, Psalm 24, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Hallelujah. Whose face should we be seeking? Not the pastor, not the preacher, not the archbishop, not the pope, not the cardinal, the deacon or deaconess. Seek the face of the Lord, the almighty living God. I want to see his face. I want to see his face. Seek his face. We're seeking everything else but the face of God. He's going to bring you through every trial, every tribulation. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He will make a way out of no way. He will regulate your mind. Yes, he will. You ain't got to be confused. Choose you this day. Who you going to serve? God or man? There's no confusion in the body of Christ. God is not the author of confusion. If you seek the face of God, there's no confusion. You obey the word of God, there's no confusion. Thank you, Jesus. God is not the author of confusion. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Somebody need to hear that this morning. God is not the author of confusion. If you're in a place where there's confusion, you need to really, really go on your knees and pray. and decree and declare that God will move that confusion out of your home, off your job, off the highways and the byways, out of the church, out of the church. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is the generation and them that seek him. Seek thy face, O Jacob Shelem. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Invite him in this morning. Never too early. Seek his face early in the morning. My God, my God, my God. You want to see some miracles, signs, and wonders? Seek the face of the Lord early in the morning. Cry out to him. We turn this day over to you, God. We don't know which direction to go in, but you do. Lead us and guide us and direct us. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Ah, thank you, John. We're not talking about King Charles the Third. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He's fighting your battles for you. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Put him or her in God's hands. That disobedient child, that unloving husband, that Jezebel wife, that boss, that coworker, that sister, that brother, that mother, that cousin, that grandchild, great-grandchild, great-great-grandchild. Put them in God's hands. Pray for them and watch God move on your behalf. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. This is the word of God. Invite him into your life. Thank you, Jesus. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. That's my King. That's my King. Yes, I'm going to make it personal. I don't know about you, but that's my King. King of glory, we invite you in this morning. Strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. Father, we invite you in this morning into our lives, our minds, our spirits, and our souls, into every situation that we're going through right now. Someone is confused, don't know which direction to go in. You need to call upon the name of Jesus and be still and know that he is God. Thank you, Jesus. Not the doctor, not the nurse, not the anesthesiologist, not the psychiatrist, not the sociologists, not the social workers, not the government. He is God. Didn't he feed the 5,000 plus? He will continue to feed you. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. But you know, the Lord, there is no desert in your life. There is no dry places in your life. Because he's going to lead you and direct you and show you exactly where you can go to get what you need. He will make a way out of no way. My sisters and my brothers, we're in the world, but not of the world. Touch somebody's body right now that's been in pain all night long. Touch them, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Regulate that mind. Someone's been walking the streets all night long. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. There's no mental illness in the body of Christ. We come against, Father God, paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. We come against drug addiction, substance abuse. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. We come against those spirits of destruction, those that are walking around with illegal guns in their hands, destroying the lives of other individuals. Destroying the lives of families, loved ones. Stop them in their tracks right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we're trusting in you. We're believing in you. knowing, Father God, anything but fail. And you haven't failed us yet. Watch over us. Keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us safe from seen and unseen danger. You know what we stand in need of, and that's why we're calling on you, the Almighty Living God. Early in the morning, we're seeking your face. Thank you, God. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land, and we are the land. So we're calling for that healing right now of the land in the name of Jesus. And we know that you could do it. We're praying for our President Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We lift up, Father God, their family in its entirety, sons and daughters and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. We're lifting up that Biden family in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We lift up Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray, Father God, you'll touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Do what thus says the Lord in their lives. Let them hear from you before they make any decisions, Father God. Put your loving arms all around them. Protect them from seen and unseen danger as they travel around the world, that they'll make the right decisions. They'll call upon you and say, what will you do, Jesus? The migrants, Father God, that are coming in to our country. And we pray, Father God, that you go to Mexico, Venezuela, El Salvador, Honduras, Puerto Rico. Go into those lands, Father God. Touch the leaders, Father God. Let them do what is right in their countries. Father God, bless them with the help that they need, with jobs and education and food. Go into their countries, Father God. They need you right there. And we know that you said you're everywhere. We know that you said in your word you will give us what we stand in need of. So we're praying, Father God, that you get the leaders of the world together and band together and support one another and pray in the name of Jesus for the homeless, those that don't know which direction to go in, right here in the United States of America, Canada, Germany. My God, my God, my God. We are praying for you. We know that God is able. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deacon is Gwen, we are praying for you that God will strengthen you and guide you and lead you and keep you in perfect peace. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We lift up Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Work a miracle, Father God, while he's right here on earth. Work a miracle, Father God. Let others see that you are a miracle worker. Touch his wife, Father God. Touch her mind, her body, her spirit, and her soul. Strengthen them, Father God, right where they are. We know that you're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. We know that you're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. We know you're the same God that the hem of your garment, and you healed her. We know that you're the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. We lift up Mother Annie Green. Strengthen her, guide her, and lead her. Mother Murray Robinson, we are praying for you. Father God, we pray for our leaders and our families, that their latter days will be their blessed days. Touch their minds. Touch their memory banks. I feel you warmly. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. We know that we can trust God. We know that we can believe in God. Greta Mills, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Every postal worker, we are praying for you that God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Drive the highways and the byways, the counties and the cities, UPS workers, Amazon workers. We're praying for you. Thank you, God. Bless them as they travel to the world. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. We're praying for our police department, that they will be police officers of integrity, and that the people will obey the laws of the land, and we will come together in peace. We're lifting up our state troopers, our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard. We are praying for you. Those that are in foreign lands that are protecting our country. Those that are around the borders. Protect our people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the people be obedient to the laws of the land and do the right thing. We are praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is able. Pastor, we are praying for you. Keep the prayer line going. Chaplain Thomas, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. AJ, we are praying for you. Stuart, we are lifting you up in prayer. Strengthen them, Father God. Put them in the midst of some godly men and godly women. Let them know that God is real and he could do anything but fail. Ricky Hightower, we are praying for you. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. Deacon Terry, we are praying for you. God is still with you. You may feel like you're all alone, but God is still with you. Call upon him. He'll hear and answer your prayer. Deacon Spain, we are praying for you. Reverend Johnson, Sister Johnson, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Reverend Thomas, God is able. Minister Clark, God is able. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Tina Sewell, Diane, God is able. Billy Edwards, God is keeping you, watching over you, leading you and guiding you. Diane Green, God is with you. Yes, he is a miracle worker. Trust God. TJ Staten, trust God. Walk in the anointing of the Almighty Living God, my dear ones. God has a plan for your life. Archbishop Alamasi, God is with you. Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond, God is with you. Trust him. Obey him. Lean not to thy own understanding. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus, Rosie Traham. God is a healer. He could do anything but fail. Trust our almighty living God. Kayla, God is with you. Dejanay, Dwayne Williams, Senior and Junior, God is with you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Sheree, God is with you. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Pastor Linda Smith, God is able, Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Jill Green in Miami, Florida, Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. He's a healer, Sandra Green in Virginia Beach. Yes, he is. Yes, he is a healer. My God, my God, my God, those in nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living, independent living, God is with you. Watch God move on your behalf. I decree and declare a spirit of love, peace, and understanding in this world on this day. I decree healing and deliverance upon this land. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Again, this is your presiding bishop. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you, a prayer request, praise reports. God is able. Be blessed. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pray without ceasing, my dear ones. God bless you.